Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Listening to The Voice, come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Okay, here's one for you today. This is one that's deep inside of me. So this one right here, I know this one very, very well. I want to talk to you today about success. But I want to talk to you about it like I usually do in terms of a principle of it. But I want to share something with you about it. And I was talking to my daughter about it. I've talked about my son-in-law about it, talked about it with all my children. And I'm really starting to express it to them now because, I mean, mine range from age 31 down to 16. So I'm talking to a wide range of people constantly. But I want to share something with you. And this is very, very real. And there is no way around this. If you have any aspiration of being successful, if you have any inkling that you want to change for the better and become successful in that change, I want you to realize, starting right now, the effort that is going to require. And that's why I think it stops a lot of people. I think a lot of people are never told or don't understand the sheer effort that it takes to become successful at anything in any area of your life. You know, I think people think that if they do their best they can, that that'll cut it. Well, that's not enough. Here is the light bulb. That's not enough. If you think that doing your best is enough, I got news for you. It's not. Well, Steve, what if you've done your best, though, and your best ain't good enough? Well, let me ask you that same question. Hold on. If you want to be successful and you've done your best and best isn't good enough, what, you through? That's it? But, Steve, it was my best. No. It was the best you had at that time and that particular day. But tomorrow, add something to it. You've never done everything. There is no you can't go no more. You can't add no more. I've seen marathon runners end up crawling across the line. I've seen triathlon people, man, just staggering in the street and didn't want nobody to help them because they knew that would disqualify them from the race. You got more. Have you ever dipped into your reserve tank. That's what we're talking about now. See, all of us have a reserve tank. You know, on my ranch, I like to ride four-wheelers. I have all-terrain vehicles. And all of them have a gas tank on it. And a gas tank, and most of mine, let me see all of them. Yeah, all of them have gas tank needles on them. And it lets me know when I get down towards E, there's a little lane that's red that lets me know, okay, Steve, you're in the danger zone now. You're riding into the lowest part of your tank. But if I keep riding and I forget to get some gas in there, guess what? When it runs out of gas, all of my all-terrain vehicles, all of them, Honda, Polaris, all of them, those are the makers, there's a button on the gas tank itself that I can click and it says reserve. That means they know that for the hardcore riders, they're going to ride somewhere and they're going to get themselves in a situation and they're going to run out of everything. They're going to run out of road. They're going to run out of gas. They've prepared because they know for the hardcore rider, every hardcore rider needs a reserve tank. And so there's a button that you can click on the gas tank that clicks it into a reserve, and it'll give you about 50 miles or 20 miles worth of gas in there. Now, guess what? In that reserve, that may be all you need to get you to where you're going or get you back to safety so you can refuel. Don't tell me you've done your best. When your best don't cut it, what you gonna do? See, when best is possible, then good enough ain't enough. See, you can flip that any kind of way you want to. But if the best is possible, then good enough, it ain't enough, man. See, that's good enough. But if the best is possible, why would you not shoot for that? And you are all capable of making it. You are all capable of being successful if you change your mindset. But you've got to change your mindset and realize the effort that has to be put forth in becoming successful. You've got to do it relentlessly over and over and over and over. And every day I try to do something to progress my life for the better. I try to do something every day. I wake up every day with a plan, some phone calls, some meetings, some interviews, something, man, that's going to advance and move the brand forward. Because here's what's going to happen, you all. Let's say you reach your goal. Let's say your goal is to make $100,000. Well, I got news for you. Listen to this. When you make the $100,000, you can't go nowhere and go on vacation and put your hand behind your head and say, I made $100,000. Guess what you got to do? You got to find a way now to maintain that $100,000 to keep it coming in. So you can't just get there and stop and rest and whoa. It is harder to maintain your success than it is to get successful. See, let's say, let me show you this. Suppose it takes you 5 to 8 years to find a way to make $50,000. Let's say it takes you 5 to 8 years to find a way to make an extra $50,000. And you finally, through work and effort, you get to the $50,000 mark. That's it's only just begun now. Because guess what? In order to keep the 50 coming in, you got to duplicate what you did to get there. And then, here's what you're going to have the audacity, being a human being, you're going to want another 50 because you're a human being. Because you got to have something else to shoot for. Now you're going to want another 50. Well, now then guess what you got to do now? Now you got to do what you did before, plus you got to come up with something else. Then after that, you're going to have the audacity, because you're humans, you're going to want another 50. So that's how this works. And see, that's the importance of your relationship with God, because you're going to constantly need him. And ain't ever a point where you're going to be through needing him. But there ain't going to become a point in your life where you're going to want nothing unless you done just gave up. And if you done gave up, who wants that? Come on, y'all. This is going to take quite a bit of effort. And if you think it'll come to you any other way, you're sadly mistaken. because of all the successful people I know that the effort they put out on a daily basis is daunting. And I think that the average person just doesn't understand the requirement of time and effort that it takes to get there and willingness to put it out. You got to cut a lot of monkey business out your life. All that hanging out, all that late and all that clubbing, all that drinking, all that. You got to cut a whole lot of monkey business out to be successful, man. If you're planning on being successful, get up early, stay up late, work, try, think, meet, greet, smile, attract. It takes a lot. Let's go, but you can do it. God is passing out blessings all day long. Why are you not in line for yours? I'm telling you right now, I want everything God got for me because what he's shown me so far, whoo, if he got some more, man, oh, man, how good is God, huh?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me have your attention. This is the voice of the one and only Steve Harvey. You better know that. Now dig this. The following people I'm about to introduce, without them, this don't even happen. You know what I'm saying? Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Carl is off today. We'll just move right on to the fella, Junior.
Morning, Unc. Look.
To the fool of fools, the king of pranks.
Well, good morning, good morning.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Good morning, nephew.
Good morning.
Oh, you're talking about that. It's the opposite of Junior.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Junior, glad to be here. Oh.
I know, Junior's glad to be here, but your voice did sound a little different. It didn't have as much behind it this time. It,
yeah, because it's feeble.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And why is that, Junior?
Because it hadn't been fed. Oh, it's been eating lettuce.
Oh, that's right. You've been on this diet.
He's been on the,
I don't have that type of
strength. The herb cleanse.
I don't have that type of strength.
But you look good. Your skin looks good.
Forget all that. I'm hungry.
You can eat. That's the thing about the D-Herbs cleanse.
Yeah.
You can eat.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you can eat right now.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm finna eat.
But see, you ain't got to be hungry.
Nah.
Because you can eat the entire time. What it is you don't want to eat it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the absolute truth.
You have to eat raw fruits and vegetables and raw nuts.
Oh, just be chewing like a cow.
Not good.
You look good, though.
Oh, but it's working.
What are you doing?
How many you drop now?
I'm doing this just to be fit by 40. You know, Uncle Steve talk about getting uncomfortable, getting your life together, make some decisions. I'm applying that.
Oh, okay.
And trust me, I'm uncomfortable.
Well, how many pounds you drop now?
I'm down 7.5 pounds, Tommy.
Wow. After 1 week?
After 1 week.
Wow,
7.5 pounds.
Awesome.
That's good, man.
Yeah, that's really good, Junior.
But did I mention I was hungry?
Yeah, you did. All the time.
Yeah. I want something good.
I'm going to weigh myself tomorrow and see what
I'm
doing.
How you doing, huh?
I think your program is easier to do than my program.
But you like
you can eat.
Yeah. You can't
something.
Eat?
I can't eat till 12 noon.
Every day?
Every day?
Yeah, every day.
How many times can you eat after that?
You can eat whatever. You got 8-hour window to eat. It's called intermittent fasting.
Oh.
So for 8 hours, you can eat.
Uh-huh.
And then 16, you fast.
So what do you eat in 8 hours?
Damn near everything, Shirley.
Whatever you want, I'm saying?
Well, no. I mean, you know, I still eat clean food.
Oh, okay.
Foods.
Okay.
You know, but I can have beef, chicken, fish.
Oh, okay.
You know, vegetables, you know. I had a little potatoes yesterday because I'm, you know, because I was on a golf trip this weekend, so.
No ice cream?
And that's what we want to talk about, your golf trip this weekend when we come back for something funny. You mentioned Carla was out already, Steve. Jay's out, too. You know, his daughter is becoming principal. Carla, of course. Little Tasha is at a cheer
How many days do that last, the principal ceremony?
Well, we'll find out because he's still out.
He was out the other day, too.
He's still out. He was out on Friday.
How many days are we doing this?
He was
out
on Friday.
How many days is we getting made principal?
All right, listen.
It don't seem like a two-day event to me.
When we come back, something funny. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time, Steve, for something funny. Please share with us what happened on the golf course this weekend.
Well, it wasn't nothing funny. You know, it's just another trophy that I won. You know, you know, it's just another time that me and the fellas go out maybe three times a year, four if possible.
Yeah.
That's really all the golf I got in me. Mm-hmm. I can't really get out there regular because of my work schedule.
Yeah.
But we went out. We had the knick-knacks that I stole from Rodney Green and his crew. Rodney Green started a thing called a knick-knack tournament. Okay. And, you know, it's just the same guys get together.
Yeah. N-I-C-K, knick-knack, paddywhack, like that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Just checking. Go on.
Why you need the spelling of it?
Because I just wanted to make sure.
Knick-knack. Hell,
knick-knack, paddywhack, get a dog a bone.
Yeah, okay.
You know, mostly cues. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, we down there, and we do a three-day tournament. We play Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And we total the scores, and whoever wins, the other three dudes have to go into the pro shop and buy him everything he wants. Pants, shoes, hats, jackets, club, whatever he want out the pro shop.
Clubs, too?
You
get
a brand new pair of clubs?
Yeah. I mean, nobody gets clubs, but you know, somebody might want to try a putter or something like that.
Nobody going there
buy a set of clubs, but
wow,
you know, stuff like that, shoes, socks, you know. So when we get there on Friday, we all kind of go in the pro shop and start laying stuff out, picking stuff, you know, anticipating the win.
Okay.
This is the third one in a row for me.
Oh, congratulations!
What you shot?
Well, I shot the first day I shot an 87. The second day I shot an 84. And then yesterday I shot an 82.
Wow, you're doing quite well for someone who doesn't play as often as you.
I'm the greatest every now and then player ever lived. Now, we have rules now. I want you to understand we have rules.
Okay.
You know, we get a breakfast ball every morning. Breakfast ball means on the first tee. You know, if you hit a bad shot, you get to hit it again. It's called a breakfast ball.
Oh.
And then we play one mulligan on each side. Mulligan means one do-over shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your win.
And what knickknacks did you get?
Yeah, what'd you buy?
Oh, got some shirts and some hats. Went on and bought me some socks since they was free.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I got draw full of socks, but I got sock draw, you know, but I went on and pimped them. Because what I ain't going to do is let you off. So I got about five shirts, four hats.
Ooh, them shirts is nice, ain't
they? Well, I shop on the ass now. You ain't getting out of here like.
Ooh, them golf shirts got a sticker price on.
I don't give a damn for you. If you do know I got money, skip that.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm in there spoils.
Wow.
Yeah, Big Blue gives me a run for the money. Calhoun used to win it, but I started whooping on Calhoun.
Oh. And what'd you say? You said you had these special shoes that you loved, and Mr. Calhoun got some like yours? And what?
Well, Calhoun went and bought the shoe that I got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I had to whoop him yesterday, because he wore them.
The exact same shoe?
He got the same golf shoes?
The exact shoe.
Well, dog, come on, man. You can't really get around that. Golf shoes is golf shoes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, it ain't like women's shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, look, Adidas, Nike, FootJoy. But it's a new brand of shoe I've been wearing for a couple of years now, a few years, called G4. They real fly shoes. Calhoun found out about them. I sent him to Roger Dunn in L.A., and he bought the ones I got, my newest favorite pair. So I got mad at him, so I had to whip him for wearing my shoe. But I didn't have it on, though. Now, I'm not going to wear it this weekend, because I always take options. I have about six outfits for 4 or 3 days.
For golf.
You packed all this stuff?
Well, it got in my bag. I can't tell you I packed it.
What about?
I select what I'm going to wear and lay it out.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds
better. Somebody worked there, puts it in the bag. Yeah.
Because
I'll be at work.
What about unpacking? I hate unpacking.
Oh, unpacking, I don't mind, because when I get to the resort, I hang up my stuff so I can see what I got.
Okay.
Shirt, shoes, put it all in one closet. Mm-hmm. Now, when it's time to go, it's where the problems start.
What do you mean?
But the way I do it is, as I take stuff off, I just throw it in the luggage.
What do you mean you throw
it? I fold it up.
You fold it, right?
No.
Fold it for what?
You don't fold it?
What? Why would I fold it?
It's the neat thing to do. You fold it. You put
it's
it
in. Packing the leaves.
Yeah, and you have more room in your suitcase. Yeah, you can fit everything back in.
Back in there. Yeah.
No, give me enough luggage where there is room.
And just throw
see,
it in.
Don't precise pack because I'm not fitting the precise reaper.
So you just throw stuff.
I just throw it in there. You got to wash. You got to get it all cleaned anyway. Hell.
Let me ask you something, man. When the last time you washed a load of clothes?
Oh, good question.
Oh, man.
Washed a load?
Yes, yes. Hot
hey,
water.
Tommy, can I tell you? Can I tell you the honest to God's truth?
Uh-oh.
Come on. I don't even know where the washing machine is at in my house.
That's a
shame.
Yeah. It's two of them in there. It's two laundry rooms. I don't know where either one of them at. I ain't never opened the door to have
no,
them in
Steve,
there.
Don't you, like, when you take your clothes off to get in the shower, don't you put your stuff in the hamper? Or put it in the dirty what? Clothes or something?
The dirty clothes? Yeah.
Yeah. Washed a load of clothes.
The dirty clothes, when I take my clothes off for the shower, I take them off.
So they just magically get in the hamper and then the washing machine. You do nothing after.
Who walking you, behind you, you just picking up stuff? Who doing that?
Some people come there that work there.
You don't know
that
what
hit
happened.
Hit them and put them in there.
I love it. Hey, listen.
Now, if I got to put them in there, what is they coming in here for?
Listen,
I provide job security.
That's right. All right, listen, we got to get out of here. But it is Monday. You know what that means. Yesterday was Sunday. It was church. Coming up, time for church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to tell you about the serious plane scare that Kevin Hart had over the weekend. Steve, oh boy. Right now, it is Monday and time for church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Good morning, great morning.
Morning.
We gather today in reminiscence of an Aquarius type of day. We need we need conventuality here.
Conventuality.
To be more precise and a little more concise while we all attempt to be nice.
Amen, Pat.
We ain't finna do all that. The church complaints is about to begin. However I say it, you're gonna get on my nerves. So let us begin with the complaining membership at the JPJJ.
All right. Let's get down to business, Pastor. Brother Oliver Rivers has a crick in his neck and can only look right. He kept making the block the entire service. The church was on his left, but he never saw it. He wants the church to Uber him next weekend. That's up to you to take care of this if you want to do that. But he can only make right turns and can't look left and miss the church.
Well, that's none of our business. What we will do for Brother Rivers is put him on the left side of the church front row so he can get a look over and see me. Now, how he get in this church ain't none of our business.
Yeah, but that's the issue, Pastor. He kept making the block and couldn't see the church.
So, well, once again, that's none of our business.
Uh-huh. Right. Well,
once he get in here, is out.
He's asking to Uber him there, Pastor, is what I'm saying.
We not Ubering him to church is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
All right.
Another issue.
Yes, I do. The first annual Ashy Feet Spa Day is this coming Saturday. We are needing $2,000 worth of cocoa butter. They're also asking that Reverend Adnoid not make it to this event because he's over the ashy limit. But anyway, the first annual Ashy Feet Spa Day is this coming Saturday. They need $2,000 to buy cocoa butter.
First of all, I've explained this to the Ashy Foot committee.
There's the committee.
Cocoa butter is entirely too expensive. I have told them to buy either Gold Bond medicated powder or Cornhuskers lotion. Cornhuskers lotion, cut to it and get through it a lot easier. Especially Brother Adnoid, Lord.
Hello?
Don't know what Cornhuskers lotion is, Deacon?
Not really. I didn't know what it was. That's why I kept quiet, Pat. Yeah. I never heard of it.
Cornhuskers lotion, it comes in a bottle. It's got corn on it, and it looks like thick, clear gel with a little haze in it.
Perfect.
That's it. Are you sure you can get this at all of the local grocery stores?
Yeah. No, you can't get it at all of them now. Mostly down at the general store.
General? We're not in the Wild West.
It's a country. They got it at Cracker Barrel. Now, Cracker Barrel got it.
Okay, moving along. After Cinco de Mayo listen to me. After Cinco de Mayo this past weekend, our Hispanic member, Lucio Ramirez, wants us to sing Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp in Spanish at least once a month.
Well,
Path.
What is our Latin brother name?
Lucio Ramirez.
Tell Lucio, ain't nobody finna learn Spanish and mess up a black gospel hit.
Well, it is. I looked it up.
Cinco Chesonenos. See right there? Ain't nobody finna do that.
What the fuck?
It's Nunca la Hebre Hijeto.
Never would have.
Lubra handi bliketo. Right there. We gonna stay with never could have made it. That's all we doing.
All right. So,
now if you want to change that, you're going to have to open fire like they did at the Alamo.
We love you, Lucio Ramirez. That's our.
Well, if you open fire in here, you're going to need having you go. I tell you what, you open fire in here, you're going to need another holiday.
All right. Pastor, now, I don't want you to get too touchy on this, but the congregation is asking that you get your lips reduced to a size where we can understand you. We are losing members due to your lips and no clarity in your speech when you are preaching. So they're asking that you get a lip reduction.
Your ex-wife didn't have no problem with these lips.
Wait a minute now. You don't respect me.
Pastor, wait a minute.
All right.
No. Wait a minute. Are you trying to sit?
No. What?
No. Wait just a minute.
No.
What are you saying about? You telling me that
it ain't what I'm saying. It's what I said.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah.
So you trying to tell
ain't
me?
No, what is I'm saying? It's what I this, said.
But all this time you was talking to Celestine, you was telling me that you was doing the work of the Lord. Now,
but I didn't tell you what I was doing with Celestine. What the problem is, Celestine ain't tell you what she doing with me.
Celestine Jam.
Wait just a minute. Now, this is new to me. Are you trying to tell me?
Ooh.
No. See, all it was before you married Celestine. I said ask your ex-wife, because she couldn't get over the memory of these lips. Then she married your little short ass. Daughter said she want to leave.
Is Deacon Def Jam short too?
Wait just a minute.
Oh, hell yeah, he's short. He him, man.
He him.
So all this time she was coming in smelling like hot karate. That was you.
Uh-oh.
Wow. All
right. You could either smell like hot karate or Frank's.
Frank.
What is
hot sauce. Frank. Frank.
You had something with Celestine.
Deacon, you all right?
No, I'm lost for words. That
you weren't lost when you was talking about my lips, though. Oh, you right on the money till you find out what these lips do.
You had relations. Aww. With
Deacon Def Jam.
He had relations with Celestine.
All right, we gotta go, guys.
Oh, man.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're glad
it
he's
was
okay.
Celestine to you. It was Cinnabon when I knew.
We gotta go. We'll tell you about Kevin Hart and his airplane right after this.
You son of a bitch!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, you travel all over the world in your private jet and all of that. We travel a lot as well, but on commercial airlines. Well, the wheel on our good friend Kevin Hart's jet exploded, Steve. He was in Boston on the tarmac, and firefighters rushed to the scene to extinguish the smoldering rubber. The FAA confirmed that Kevin's Gulfstream 4 landed and blew a left main gear tire. Kevin posted a picture of his squad on Instagram with the caption, "God is good," with a capital G. Had our first serious airplane scare today. No one was harmed. Our pilot handled the situation perfectly. Hashtag blessed. So we're happy that he's okay. Man. Yeah, it was a scary situation, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gulfstream 4. Well, I'm just glad that he's okay. Yeah,
bloody all right.
Just a blown tire. Yeah, it could have been scary. Way
Kevin
worse.
Was pretty good. He in good shape. I'm gonna get him some tattoos.
Now?
What?
61?
I'm gonna get some tattoos.
What kind of tattoos?
You know, I'm gonna get stomach muscles tattooed on my stomach.
Oh. Like they airbrush your chest and your stomach sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put a 6-pack on me.
Well, you know, Kevin works out hard.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now on his Instagram. I must not have the same one because I don't see no airplane crash.
It's there.
He's all right. That's
on Kevin Hart for real, I don't see it, Shirley. My bad. I see Kevin boxing. That's one thing. I'll whip his ass, though. That's for sure. Yeah, he's got a little speed on him and stuff, but when I touch him, though, with this 240, I'm going to sink his little ass. You can tell Kevin that. Oh, he nice. He got a nice little house. See you, Kev. Kev, nice with a little boxing video. That's nice. Ain't nobody swinging back, though. See, that's what that is.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. And you get your ass touching top of your forehead. Slow all that little mess down. Run your little ass over here, Kevin. I got something for you.
Steve, stop fighting everyone. Yeah. Stop that.
Well, I just, you know, I'm jealous because his body's so cut up.
I know you are.
So I'm just trying to find something I do better than him. I sure ain't that fast no more. But if I hit his little ass,
one
I'm going to rock him.
One time.
Oh, pop! Send him back.
And you can say that because he's fine. He's perfectly fine after his jet blew a tire. So do you see the picture with the guys lined up outside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the plane.
That's the G4 right there?
Yeah.
Landed, blew a left main gear tire.
Glad he's all right.
I love his caption. God is good with a capital G. Amen to that.
We all pray.
You need him, boy. You need him, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And he gave some praise to the pilot for landing the plane safely.
Son.
Mm-hmm. And handling
the situation.
Hey,
dog, no panic, man. Them pilots are great, man. You got to have
under pressure.
Good pilots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for Kev, man. Because that thing could have got out of control, ran off that runway, man.
Yeah.
It could have got real tricky.
All right, well, Steve, Miss Ann is here with today's headlines. You want to introduce her, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our very own Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Good Monday morning. Well, some 2,000 people were evacuated all weekend from the so-called Big Island in Hawaii due to the eruption of the Kilauea volcano. The Big Island is actually named Hawaii. When people go to Hawaii, they usually go to the island of Oahu. But the Big Island in Hawaii is actually called Hawaii, and that's where the eruption of the Kilauea volcano has taken place. So far, at least 26 homes have been destroyed, and a series of earthquakes have since occurred, one measuring 6.9 on the Richter scale. A lawyer for porn film actress Stormy Daniels says Rudy Giuliani's latest TV interview was, in his estimation, an absolute disaster for President Trump's legal counsel. When asked about the payment to Ms. Daniels that he said Trump reimbursed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, for, Rudy Giuliani said on ABC this week that the money was from the president's personal account, not campaign coffers, and that it was basically business as usual.
The agreement with Michael Cohen, as far as I know, is a longstanding agreement that Michael Cohen takes care of situations like this, then gets paid for them sometimes. Gets paid for them sometimes. It's reimbursed in another way. It depends on whether it's business or personal.
Giuliani has contradicted the president, by the way, on when he learned of the payment, and he says he's still learning the facts of the case. On another subject, Giuliani says he's not ruling out the possibility of President Trump pleading the fifth to avoid testifying in the ongoing Russia investigation. Now, on the heels of President Trump's speech before the National Rifle Association's annual convention on Friday, one of the survivors of the Parkland, Florida school massacre is calling President Trump a, quote, professional liar. Cameron Caskey tells CNN that while the commander-in-chief spoke very pro-gun on Friday, that after the killings at his high school, the president seemed to be singing a different tune. Listen to this.
Your Second Amendment rights are under siege. But they will never, ever be under siege as long as I'm your president.
I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Caskey says that the president is a, quote, professional liar who will say anything to appease whatever crowd he's at. Three black girls from Benjamin Banneker High School in Washington, D.C. Have been receiving hate mail from racists ever since they became finalists in NASA's competition in applying space technologies to earthly challenges. Now, this comes only 2 years after the movie Hidden Figures came out about the three black women who made legendary accomplishments at NASA. These three 17-year-old scientists are friends, and they devised a low-cost way of purifying the water in school drinking fountains that may have been contaminated by lead. And by the way, they are the only team of black females to have made the finals. We're very, very proud of them. Looks like President Trump, by the way, finally ready to properly recognize a young black man who did what he claimed he would do if the high school students were murdered in Parkland, Florida. That is, to disarm a shooter even if he didn't have a gun. Trump has received criticism all over social media for his failure to publicly acknowledge James Shaw Jr.'s heroic act at Nashville area Waffle House. Recently, when asked about it, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said, "My understanding is that there has been an outreach effort to bring him to Washington," unquote. Tops of the box office again this weekend, Avengers Infinity Wars, but Black Panther's still in there.
My son, it is your time.
Entertainment coming up with today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour with Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so you guys know for a lot of couples, the wedding night doesn't always go as planned, right? I mean, that's pretty much a given, right? Well, check this out. A couple of Florida newlyweds spent their wedding night in jail. Well, 61-year-old Daniel Gillen and his 49-year-old bride, Gigi, had a beautiful ceremony. They got married on the beach. It was lovely. But their first night as husband and wife did not go so well. The couple got drunk and ended up fighting inside their hotel room. When police showed up, they both had scratches and bruises, so they were both arrested on battery charges. Now, Daniel, who again is 61, your age, Steve, was released on his own recognizance. But Gigi had to post bail because, get this, she has a prior battery conviction. Who did he marry?
Gigi just been in there whipping
yeah,
for a
man. Yeah, yeah,
that's
okay.
What it was.
They've also
this day been, one?
Day, the wedding night, Tommy, yeah. Right after the beautiful ceremony on the beach, yeah. Right?
Need to Google who you gonna marry.
Yeah, yeah. And now they've been ordered to stay away from each other.
You should have Googled
night Gigi. One.
Wedding night.
Go get this annulment right now.
Man.
But hold up, hold up. This ain't the first time they've been bugging. Oh, they've been out for domestic violence several times. And wow. Mostly been Gigi just whooping his ass. That's why they let him go.
On his own recognizance.
Oh, Gigi been in that woman.
They got drunk. Well, another thing that was going down this past Friday, President Trump traveled to Texas to address the annual convention of the NRA. The president's speech capped a week that included revelations about the question special counsel Robert Mueller wanted to ask President Trump, allegations that Trump had dictated a note to his doctor about his stellar health back in 2016. We all knew that was not true when that came out. Rudy Giuliani's controversial comment that he said about the payout to porn star Stormy Daniels and the resignation of yet another member of Trump's legal team. Okay, so here are the most, let's say, memorable lines of the speech. These are real patriots. They really are. He said, these are real patriots. They really are, and they just don't get it. Number two, we love Texas. Do we love Texas?
Been the most memorable lines.
These are the most memorable lines of
these
the speech.
These ones.
Yes. Number three, you had your water just pouring down on top of you. Just keep it coming and coming. He kept calling and calling. We need more money, money, money.
He don't need no more money.
You'll love this one, Steve. Kanye West must have some power because you probably saw I doubled my African-American poll numbers. We went from 11 to 22 in 1 week. Thank you, Kanye. Thank you.
I'll be damned.
There goes my African-American.
Yeah. All right.
I've never had one of you before.
Coming up.
Oh, my God, it feels good.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, guys, at 34 after the hour, we'll have more of this crazy show. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we know that Mother's Day is next week, guys. Don't forget that. Please don't let it sneak up on you. Go on over to my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Do it right now and hook your mom up with a beautiful Mother's Day bouquet. You can get free shipping on all orders. Tomorrow is the last day for free shipping at 1-800-Flowers.com. You do not want to forget moms. I mean, they do so much for
us.
Mom
won't tell me what she wants for Mother's Day. She won't say nothing.
She won't tell you?
I'm going to have to go on over there.
Yeah. Maybe she just wants to see her son.
There you go.
Yeah.
That might be nice.
Yeah,
I can
you
think
might
about
fly. I always give you great ideas.
You do.
To go see
like,
your mom.
Go home, fool.
Yeah. See your mom. Yes. Speaking of that, tonight, VH1 is airing Dear Mama, a love letter to moms. It's a special. It's going to feature Bobby Brown and his mom, Colin Kaepernick and his mom, Diddy, Gabrielle Union, Neo, Patti LaBelle, Janae Aiko and their moms. Anthony Anderson, our good friend, will host again this year. He will be joined by Lala. We love Lala. Lovely Lala as his co-host. This is the third year for Dear Mama. It airs tonight at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central on VH1. Yes, Junior, go and see
I
your mom.
I will go home. Say, yeah. Mama, I'm coming. I'll be there.
Yeah, I think she'll want to see her baby. Mm-hmm. You guys have any special plans?
Just be with my mama. Go fishing if she want to. Whatever she want.
That's your favorite thing to do with your mom, right?
Go fishing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she a beast out there on that water.
Is she really? She's so sweet. Oh, in real, I would never think that about her.
Girl,
but on the water.
To fish.
Did she teach you or your dad taught you?
He teach me. Uh-huh. He taught me. Unc used to go with us.
Uh-huh.
You know, he brand new now.
Well, he's got a lot of jobs.
Well, y'all don't bass fish, so what I want to go out there for?
Those
I never
are the ones
thought
you...
fishing would get to be rich. You know, just
competitive.
Fish, man.
Hey, dog, I like bass fishing. That's poor people fish. I like bass fishing.
So
you
can't
out
eat
on the
catfish.
Boat.
You
can't you
can't
drive.
Eat catfish.
You damn near turned it over last time you was out there.
Uh-oh.
I told you about that deep sea fishing. And then the rest of it is bucket fishing. You sitting there on a bucket, and that ain't fishing, that's wishing. You got
that's
a pole
what?
Sitting in the water. It's called wishing. When you sit on buckets, you put your pole out there and you be wishing that a fish come along and see your hook. I ain't finna do that. No, I got to go out there with lures and I got to hunt for the fish.
Uh-huh.
That's the only, that's different between me and Tommy.
It's okay.
Fish different.
Well, what is that on your ranch?
I mean, it's fun fishing, however you do. Fishing is great. If you deep sea fish is great. If you bank fish is great. You know, whatever's great. You're great is great. Fishing's a great sport. I just prefer bass fishing and Tommy Dog. That's all.
I remember you had your lake and you used to catch and release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still got the bass
no
boat?
Hey. Uh-huh. What?
Is that got a band?
Yeah, you haven't talked about it in a while. Yeah, really? That's why I said I remember
hell
you.
I been, man, still I got these, all these damn jobs.
You've been working.
It's still there, though. Yeah. You say it's still there.
Oh, but I'm about to be on the boat in a little while, though. You just Lord willing. Lord willing, boy. God going to bless me, man. Lord willing, man. God's will.
I think we refer to those as yachts, what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a yacht. That's not a boat. Yeah. That's a yacht.
A big old boat if it is a boat.
Whatever you want to call it.
I'll be there, right?
8-9 bedrooms.
Lord willing.
Well, I think you should. You work hard. You should play hard, Steve. You should.
Oh, Steve, what you going to do for your Margie for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm. No, she going to see her mom.
Oh, okay.
And that ain't his mom.
See, I was just getting ready to say that, Tommy. What are you going to do for your wife? I was just going to say that.
My wife is not my mama.
I tell you what. I tell you what. Them damn 7 grown-ass kids better be thanking us.
That's right. But
that's,
Tommy.
That's what better be. Right. See, all that ain't finna be on me.
Yeah, and then, right. And just like Tommy, we know she's not your mother, but she's a mother of your children. She is a mother.
And they ought to give her something. Yes.
No.
Well, ain't none of your kids working, so what you
want them to do?
One more time, what you going to do?
Thank you.
I'm going to see my mama. I don't know what to
do.
Okay, cool. Okay, be stupid. When you get back,
and she welcome to
you
go over there with
you. Kind of mother waiting on you.
Babe.
We got to go.
Babe, come on now.
Now you tell me as a prank phone call coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, we will have a new strawberry letter for you. This one's fresh, hot off the website. It's called I Want a Little Something Extra, Too. Oh, yeah. Hot off the website, Steve Harvey FM. Huh? The subject, I Want a Little Something Extra, Too. But right now, it is time for the nephew and his prank phone call. What you got, Neff? What's going on?
No hair weed.
Dramatic.
No hair weaves. Run it, cat. No hair weaves.
Get your nephew.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Risa, please. Risa.
This is she.
Hi, Risa. My name is Byron. Byron from the job. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Byron?
I'm good. Listen, I hate to call you after hours at your home, but there has been some new issues that will be going into effect as of tomorrow morning. And we're calling everyone, letting them know the new changes that have been issued that will take effect first thing tomorrow morning. So we're giving everyone a call, so don't be alarmed. It's just give me a call, letting you know what the higher-ups have changed, okay?
Okay, that's no problem. I got a few minutes to listen.
Okay. As of tomorrow, what's going to happen is when you guys come in, you'll be issued a new key card. And that particular card will actually register when you come in and go out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Second one is there will no longer be any personal internet at the job any longer. You won't be able, they're actually putting a block on all computers. All the computers will no longer be able to go to a lot of these sites that you guys go to that you've been, that's been available here in the past. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The last one is, Risa, do you wear a hair weave?
What?
Do you wear a hair weave or a wig?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's one thing, and hopefully you can get this changed by tomorrow. There's no weaves or hair or wigs going to be allowed at the job site from this point on. So as of tomorrow morning, everyone must be wearing their natural hair.
You're joking.
No, these are the issues that are going to be, that are instated, and these are going to take effect as of tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
What does hair weave have to do with any of these changes? The first two I can understand, punching in and being on the internet, yes, that's something that corporate, but hair weave and wigs, you're getting into changing people's appearance.
The higher-ups are, they're looking down upon it. Wigs and hair weaves, they have to go. So I'm assuming that if you, like you said, you do have one, I suggest
it doesn't come out
that
very
you
easily.
Start taking it down now and prepare your hair to be natural as you come into work tomorrow.
I'm not taking my hair down. I've been here 7 years, and I've dealt with all the changes that y'all have made, but there's no way that I'm taking my hair weave down. I'm sorry. What's your name, Byron?
Yes, my name is Byron, and
I'm sorry.
let's get back to your weed. You're going to have to do something. Is there someone that you can call tonight to help you get your hair down and so you can look presentable with your natural hair tomorrow?
No, my weave costs over $200-$300, and I'm not about to take that down. I mean, it takes a long time to take that down.
Okay, I mean, is this something maybe you can take it down and just wear it on the weekends? Because as of now, you're not going to be allowed to actually wear it on the property.
And how will you know if someone has weave or not? Are you going to do head checks or something? There's some
Okay, ma'am, I'm not quite sure what they're going to do to check it, but by you telling me that you have a weave, then I have to write it down that you have confirmed that you do, and we got to make sure that tomorrow morning you're not wearing one.
But you don't know what my natural hair looks like from my weave. You heard how much I pay for it, so it's a good weave.
Ma'am, it's not about how good, you know, the quality of your weave or anything. They don't want it. They want natural hair. I don't know what that means, but they're going natural. They're going green. They're going natural. I don't know what it is. They're going natural, and so are you. Tomorrow morning, you need to come in with your hair completely down, okay?
I won't do it. I'm not taking my weave down.
Okay.
What is that? Y'all going to write me up or something?
Okay, ma'am, do you not want your job?
Yeah, I want my job, but this don't make no sense. You talking about personal appearance? I can understand y'all have a dress code and enforcing a dress code. That's one thing. But telling somebody to change their hair, you lost your mind, man. You're crazy.
Ma'am, I'm not good. I have other people that I have to call. Bottom line is, get your hair down and get your butt into work tomorrow, and let's not go back and forth anymore, okay?
Well, listen, Byron, you're a lost mind if you're thinking I'm taking my weave out. I'm not taking it out at all. Risa is coming up in there with her hair, and I'm going to sit down at my desk and do my job. Y'all going to have to drag me out that behind some weave. You done lost your mind. You and your powers that be or whoever they may be. You tell them that I said that.
Wait a minute. Listen, are you telling me that you're coming in regardless with your hair on?
You right? That's what I just said.
Okay,
you calling me at home
why don't you go ahead and bring some boxes in? Because you may as well pack
bringing
your stuff.
I'm not. You bring the.
Ma'am, I don't want to have to pack you, get your stuff and box it up, and you're losing your job because you can't take your.
You know what? You can do that because I'm going to call the news station and tell them you're dragging me out of behind some weeds. Who wrong? You wrong. You wrong. You stupid behind some weeds.
You need to watch your language, young lady.
Why I need to watch my language? I'm at home. You call me on my own home phone on my time. I'm at my house. I'm not on your clock. I say what I want to say on my phone.
Okay. Can I say what I want on my phone and then I'll let you go and you can come in to work any way you want to tomorrow?
What is it, Byron? What else you got to say?
I want to tell I want to tell you that your girlfriend Jennifer at your job got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the did you say? I know you.
Hey, Reese, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jennifer, your coworker got me to prank phone call.
You got my blood pressure up. I'm going to kill that tomorrow, and I'm going to pull her weave out. You want to come down there and watch me drag her out of the job? I'm mad. She wrong for this. You know I got high blood pressure. You can't be doing that to me behind my weave. I pay too much money. That's the money I could be spending on my kids.
Oh, ain't nothing like a black woman and her hair. Oh, man. Okay, baby, I got one more thing to ask you, girl. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Well, after this prank, it has to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. God.
You know, in the workplace, sometimes sometimes it can be overweaves. You know what I'm saying?
Over what?
It's just
overwhelmed?
Weaves.
Hard to get people to do something, stop doing something you can't say.
You can't even say.
No hair weaves.
Did you practice it?
I did before I made the call. I was saying I'm pretty good when I did the call.
And they'll be right in there with their hair on. Because you can't say it.
But are we going to try and help them, though?
Sometimes you guys go a little too far with the weaves. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes it's a bit much. Oh. No hair weaves. That's it.
Okay, you did it. Very good. I'm always proud of you when you do that.
Mm-hmm. I get it. One out of every nine. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's gonna be male or female, but you, Tommy. All of them.
You know they have those weaves for guys now. Steve, did you know that you can be bald and have like a fade? They can put a fade on you.
Boy, they cold with
it,
man.
Yeah, they look good though.
Cold with it.
Have you seen those, Steve?
You can be bald and they can do what?
They can make it look like you have a fade. No joke.
Dog, it's the coldest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, high top fade, whatever.
High top.
Yes.
Part down the middle. All of it.
Yes. Have you seen those, Steve? You got to send them the picture,
Tom.
No,
I got to send you this link, dog. Dog, they cold.
You can look just like you used to look.
I'm talking about 1998.
Exactly.
I'm back.
All right, I want a little something extra to do as the subject, Strawberry Letter. The countdown to Mother's Day is on, people. This is not a drill. You only have 6 days left to get Mom a gorgeous bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. So to help you out of this jam, 1-800-Flowers has created an amazing deal that Mom would approve of. The Mom's Special Bouquet, an arrangement of pink and white blooms that are artfully hand-arranged by their florists. When you order today only, 1-800-Flowers will double the flowers for free. You will not find a better deal out there. Double the flowers for free. Guaranteed to make her smile. To order the Mom Special Bouquet with double the flowers for free and for details, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter Strawberry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Strawberry. Hurry, offer ends today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's Strawberry Letter is sponsored by 1-800-Flowers, and 1-800-Flowers.com wants to send you to France. Ooh la la, 1-800-Flowers wants you to honor your mom, this Mother's Day, by sharing how she wows you with everything she does. We want to hear your hashtag Moms Who Wow story for a chance to win a trip to Provence, France. Visit 1-800-Flowers.com/win. To enter and get rules, okay? And our moms are always wowing us. I remember my mom used to wow me with food all the time. She was such a great cook.
Lock it to me cake, baby.
My mom cooked everything well.
Oh, man.
He's stupid. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Don't forget, if you need relationship advice, parenting advice, if you need help with your sex life, all of that, if you're having problems with a family member, submit your letter to steveharveyfm.com. Click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? Very important, huh?
Can I say something to Steve before you start?
Yeah.
Cleveland, boy! LeBron James, boy!
Boy, you don't understand. You better say something to me.
So I want you guys
to... Who is this man?
Be ready. Be ready when we do sports talk coming up, okay?
The webs in my
ear. All right, you ready for the letter?
Let's go. Strawberry letter.
All right, subject, I want a little extra, too. I want a little something extra, too. Dear Stephen Shirley, this one is short and sweet. I actually want Tommy's opinion, too, if that's okay.
See that right there? Let's stop the letter right
there.
So
you know it's a crazy letter.
No. But that's, you see how they did it, Tommy, how they included you? Uh-huh. This one is short and sweet. I actually want Tommy's opinion, too. That's right. Hell yeah.
Oh, short
Come
and
on,
Tommy
go ahead.
In the same sentence. I get
it. Wait, I get my high top fade. Go ahead, sir.
I've been married to a wonderful man for the past 12 years, and we have a great marriage. I have done any and everything to make him happy. Most importantly, we have a very exciting sex life. I often let him have threesomes, and I've started to really enjoy them myself. But there's a big problem. Our threesomes are always with females. I want to switch it up and have another man to join us sometimes instead of a woman. When I bring this up to my husband, he always gets mad and ends the conversation. Why can't I have a little something extra, too? So it's okay for him to have all the fun? I don't think so. What do you guys think? I think you're barking up the wrong tree. This is never going to happen. This is what happens, really, when bedroom games go just a little too far. You say you do any and everything to make him happy. You have not said one time in the letter what he does to make you happy. You asked him, and you see it didn't happen. It's called a double standard, wifey. As crazy as this seems, just no man really wants to lie back and watch his wife get done by another man. I mean... you know, in very rare occasions.
Say that shit.
It just, you know, very rare occasions, maybe, yeah, but generally, no. It's just not going to happen. He wants to have all the fun, like you said, and satisfy his fantasies by watching you and another woman and be able to do another woman while you don't get mad, but actually cheer him on and don't mind it a bit. A lot of men will sign up for that if that's what they're into, but you're tired of his selfishness and the one-sidedness in all of this, right? Well, please realize it's not going to change, and he will probably never allow another man in the bedroom in a threesome. So I say shut all of this menage a trois stuff down. Shut it down altogether. Try to get back to the intimacy of the two of you, and if you can, because this kind of relationship, this kind of intrusion in your marriage and in your bed, it's bound to cause some major problems, and it already is doing that. Steve?
Well, she wants Tommy's opinion. This is right up Tommy's alley. I'm going to let Tommy join in. But let me explain something to you first.
Yeah?
There can only be one dangling participle.
Glad he said participle in this situation. So happy.
Men ain't gonna be in no room, and there's more than one of these dangling participles in this room. Because, see, now it's not a threesome anymore. It's an orgy. Now, we like threesomes. We don't care for orgies.
Hello?
See, a pile of bodies in the floor, and there's some men somewhere. And my leg touch his leg. See, we got a damn problem in here now. I can't look over there and all of a sudden he rubbing on my ass. Wait. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
No. Why is your hand over here? Yeah. You having an orgy and this is not a threesome anymore.
Wow.
Threesomes is clearly defined as to what they are.
Yeah.
I ain't with none of this, but Tommy, go ahead.
I am with all of this. Keep giving the threesomes. Don't stop this. Don't be selfish. This is not about you.
She doesn't want to stop. That's not the issue. She doesn't want to stop.
This is not about her. We're not bringing in no extra men. You can't. That other man can't graze up against me. That can't happen. But the threesomes have to continue. Whoever y'all bringing in there, Octavia, whoever it is, but whoever you bringing in there,
there's more than
bringing
one, surely.
I'm not saying I have participated, but I have heard about these engagements, and they're wonderful. Okay. You want this.
Are you
and
done?
If you start, I'm just saying, Shirley, if you started out doing this for your man, this has to continue now.
She
can't
says
stop.
She enjoys it, too.
Yeah.
But now she wants to add a man to it.
Mm-hmm. She wants to switch it up.
See, what he's scared of is you're going to bring in Kang Swain.
I can't hang.
Donkey Kong.
Rampage.
Thunderbolt.
All those dang
Rampage.
Participles everywhere.
Well,
big part of simple.
Yes. Your little man gonna be standing in the corner sucking his thumb. Because that boy over there damaging the property. He over there done towed the yard up so bad the yard don't look like it can be no more good.
Freeze, please.
You in here hollering, but hollering harder and louder than when he in there.
And you never have.
She likes things in threes, yeah. She wanted a three-part answer from all of us. This is crazy.
Well, there you have it. Shirley said it right. No man wants to watch another man do his wife.
No.
No man wants to watch that. And now you seem to enjoy him doing another woman and you another woman in there. You know, that's y'all. But, you know, I see once Shirley's right, once you bring this in, let the games begin. So what you ought to do is just surprise him and have the dude over there.
All right, look, we'll have part two of Steve's response at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's go, Steve, with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter.
So
subject.
Shirley and I are going to do a react indictment of what can happen with this woman who's been doing this threesome with a man because she's enjoyed it. Now, she thinks he's having all the fun. She wants to introduce another man into it. And here's what can happen if that happens. I come in from work. Honey.
Oh, hey, I'm baby. Home. How you doing, honey?
I'm good, girl. Hey, you ready for that? You know, we talked about doing this thing.
Yes, yes. And boy, do I have a surprise for you.
I like your surprise.
I know you do. You're going to like
that. That last one you had here. Girl, let me tell you something. That last one, I got to high five you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, honey. Well, it is my hope that you'll be high-fiving.
Right now, but know this.
What, honey?
Ain't none of them fine as you, though. I just want to throw that
in. Well, thank you, honey. That makes me feel good.
Keep it real for you.
That makes me feel good.
I do all this to make you feel good.
Thank you. Oh, do you, honey? Thank you. I hope you still feel that way.
Always and forever to death do us part.
Well, take my hand. Let me lead you on into the bedroom. Open the door. I know you're so excited, right? Oh, this is going to be fun. You're going to love this, honey. Just a couple more stairs to go. Careful, careful, careful. Okay, careful. Here we go. Okay. Open the door. Honey, you can open your eyes now. Open.
Hey.
What?
Honey,
what's going on, brother? Dexter's my name. Dexter Long. What's happening?
Well, honey,
Dexter?
Yeah.
Baby, what's happening here?
Well, I thought I'd surprise you, honey. You know, I told you. I've been telling you I wanted to switch it up a bit and maybe bring
Hey, partner, who are you?
Hey, well, like I said before, man, Dexter Long.
Honey, this is Dexter. Yeah, well, I just call him Dex.
You call him Dex?
Yeah, you call me Dex too, brother.
Hold on. Why is he in here, baby?
Well, because, honey, you know I've been telling you that I'm getting a little bored and I wanted to have some fun too. So I brought in Dex, you know. We always have a woman, and now I thought, you know, we'd bring a guy in and switch it up a little bit.
Just sit back and watch me work, brother.
Yeah.
Hold up, dog. Watch you work what?
Well, your wife invited me over so we can...
Yes, honey.
Hold up, whoa. Where you meet this dude at, baby?
Well, at the grocery store. He was in the...
Grocery store?
Yeah, in the produce section.
Hold up, baby. Hey, partner.
Yeah,
what are
going
you
on
in here
that?
Laughing for? And why are you standing here in your drawer?
Like I said, this is Dexter Long. And, you know, we're going to add a little spice to what you and your wife got going.
I just call him Dex.
Hey. I already know what his name is. I'm trying to figure out why he in here, why he got a drawer. And what is all this equipment in here?
Well, we just brought a little few toys to have some fun, brother. Sit back, man, and take a
swing
seat.
Set?
Well, honey.
What is a swing set in here for?
So I can swing on in there.
What do the monkey do? You got a swing set, a monkey? You got a camcorder? We ain't filming this.
Well, we film other ones, honey. What do you mean? I thought it'd be fun with
hold on, baby.
The three of us.
What grocery store you meet this dude at? How he get in my house?
Down
how this man get in my house?
Down at the Gelson's.
What? We don't go to Gelson's. Baby, we shop at Whole Foods and Ralph. What the hell are you doing down at Gelson's?
Well, I just wanted to do something different.
Yeah, she met me right by the cucumbers.
Hey, hold up, dog. Hey.
His name is Dex, honey.
Dex, brother. Call me Dex.
Did you see the pecs on Dex?
Yeah, I'm looking at the pecs on Dex. I'm looking at the ripped ass boy, and I'm scared of and then you and I don't know where you got and the cucumber. Hold up, dog. Hold up. Hey, man.
Put your clothes
on and get out my house, dog.
No, oh, I came just like this, but I didn't wear my underwear. I came in my underwear, my man.
Hey,
Well, hold up, dog. How did you get over here?
No, I drove.
Okay, then you drive, you and your drawers, out of my bedroom.
Oh, honey.
Because you, you ain't honey hell. Hey, let me tell you something, partner. Hey, dog. Get your ass in your car and find yourself somewhere to go. Because they finna go up in here.
How about this, brother? How about this? How about you run to the stove real quick and let me go on and take care of this business?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Oh, man.
I'm going to the store. I'll be right back.
Wait. Hey, Dex.
Honey.
Hey, Dex. Come on,
hey, Dex.
Hey, you pointing right at Dex. Come on, Dex.
Yeah.
And
guess what I'm pointing at, Dex?
Yeah, I know.
Not the
pecs.
Dex needs his pecs. Come on, brother.
Yeah. Dex needs his pecs. Dex gonna need something else too. Dex gonna need medical attention. You don't get your ass in the car. Get up out of here.
All right, honey, we gotta go.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, Dex, on your way out, you send your sister in here because she got to be fine.
All right, listen, go to Instagram and let us know what you think about today's Strawberry Letter. Go to @mygirlshirley with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Coming up in 10 minutes, Tommy has some advice for men on how to stay out of trouble at home. How apropos.
Oh, man.
We'll be right back with more of this foolishness right after this. Steve just gets so mad. That was funny.
All the way in. Dog. Yeah,
he does.
But you see, I'm looking at Dex and these pecs.
We don't gotta go. We gotta switch it up.
You ain't getting no help with all this here, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll do a little sports talk with Unc, Neff, and Junior. Wow, they talked about it earlier, LeBron James. But right now, Tommy, what is this about you wanting to help men stay out of trouble? You want to share a little insight?
One of my boys, one of my boys.
Are you talking about this wouldn't be from somebody who stayed in trouble?
I know. He wants to help men stay out of trouble. Imagine that.
It's certain things, Unc, and you know this. You, come on now. It's certain things, Unc, that can get you in trouble that you need to be aware of. Certain little items that can get you in trouble. Receipts. You don't keep receipts. Burn all your receipts. These are things that you must know.
What about your taxes?
If you're going to be player,
damn, you
got
taxes.
To get rid of these receipts.
But you need your
receipts. No receipts.
You need your receipts for your taxes.
Some stuff you can't write off, okay?
No. Some of this is losses.
Okay.
Some stuff got to take. You got to take the pay for the team. All right, watch this. And everybody like to keep one or two in their phone. Pictures. Get rid of them doggone pictures. That is shrewd evidence that your butt can get caught. I'm just telling you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Now, here go one from my uncle's book. Glitter. Glitter will get you busted every
Glitter
gets you killed.
You can't have no glitter on you.
Because you can't see it at certain angles.
Yeah.
Boy, back in 2000? I came to work one morning for 2 days in a row. Shirley was going, you need to get some of this glitter.
Yes.
What? Hold on.
I had some of glitter.
Hold on. You went to work?
Yes.
Shirley came to me and said, Steve, really?
Really?
Huh? What?
Boy, glitter's a big deal.
That glitter all in my hair.
It was everywhere.
Hold on. But you act like you coming to work.
Glitter all on my neck.
But was you coming to work acting like you ain't did nothing?
Innocent.
Yo, Shirley said, Steve, what is this all on you? Huh?
Yeah. And you know what? You can take 2-3 showers and still can't get all that glitter off.
You cannot get the glitter off you.
This one is one Junior should know. When you have a cunt, you had that package and tear that cone off. That little cone got to get to the trash. Little cone.
Dog.
Because there are no more corners like that. That cone tells it all.
Matter of fact, don't tear it off and leave it attached to the pack.
To the pack.
Oh, don't tear it all the way
don't
off.
Don't tear it all the way off.
Don't tear it all the way off.
It'll come out. Mm-mm. Tear it off. 98% of it.
Yeah. Yeah, been a lot of divorces.
Yeah, women are detectives, you know. It just takes a little teeny bit of heat.
Listen to me. Your woman can't have short hair. And you got long hair in the sink. Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
Oh, you're dead. You're so freaking dead.
Oh, you trying to put that on your body. That's from me. You need something.
Don't have an eyelash in your tooth.
Have you had that already?
Man, they gonna. I had a whole eyelash. In the front.
I hate you, Steve. I'm
sitting there just smiling. Hey, what's happening? Mm-hmm.
You know we don't miss anything. You know that.
They do not. Okay, now here's another one.
What?
A bobby pin can break up a relationship. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You have no reason to have a bobby pin in your house.
Talking about pin your hair
or or a earring back.
Oh, right. Oh, that's that's a good one. Yeah, that's a
really
good one.
Small. They leave them.
Yeah.
They leave them.
Yes, they do. Tell you another one too. Mm-hmm. Her jacket can't be left in your closet.
Her jacket.
Yeah.
I ain't no way in
And if she do, you got to burn this jacket.
Yeah. Because soon she asked you, who jacket is this? You didn't even know it was in there. What?
Wait a minute. I know you didn't burn my jacket.
Her seat on the pillow.
Oh. They got to be washed right after.
Makeup, lip, any of that on the pillow.
Burn that pillow, too.
This is Tommy with his advice to men to stay out of trouble.
The black tip off the end of a high heel shoe.
Okay.
That gets you key.
All of that. All of that.
Tell you, women tell you find them. Everything.
Mm-hmm. We're detectives.
Bags from a store that you know doggone well that ain't where you shop it. That bag right there. Mm-hmm. You know how people take a bag, fold it up, and they're going to use it later, put it on the counter?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That bag. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that bag.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one. A Lee press-on.
A nail.
They still wear
them. Nail. Yeah,
they still
wear
them. Mm-hmm.
They do. Mm-mm. Yeah. More popular than ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Body wash.
Empty egg.
An empty
egg? What?
Oh, for
I got busted with that one time.
Oh, back in the day.
Oh, the egg.
Pantyhose that come in the eggs. Mm-hmm. I had an empty egg in the trash one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I couldn't explain.
Oh.
What did you end up saying? You just took that one.
Oh. I had bought it. I had waves back then, and I had bought one to make my wave set, and I had cut the pantyhose to make a wave cap.
Oh, that was good.
That was smart. That was quick.
That was pretty creative.
Yeah. That's quick.
Yeah, that was good.
That is quick.
She didn't buy it, though, but it was a good line.
No, she asked me, where the rest of the pantyhose? I threw them away.
You didn't have that.
Well, where'd you throw them away? Because the egg is in the tray.
Right.
Oh, I threw him out the window.
Yeah. It was a good lie, but it didn't work, I know.
Yeah.
Fell over the back.
I came in the next day with some pantyhose on trying to prove my case. Yeah. Oh, Junior, I tore the whole TV off.
Off the wall?
Lips on that phone roll, man.
Oh, wait. It come on your TV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Dog, the phone number come on the TV.
Mm-hmm. I tore a whole 47-inch flat screen off.
Oh, no.
All right. We're going to come back with sports highlights with the boys, okay, when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yay. This is my favorite part of the show. Woo-hoo. The sports update and highlights. Can you feel my sincerity?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he excited, Shirley. You know why, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do.
That doggone Bron.
Brought it, huh?
Man, hit at the buzzer, though, off the glass.
Wow.
That's the second buzzer beater.
That's some Michael Jordan
stuff. I'm really starting to almost be ashamed to say this here.
Which is
say what?
But I am watching one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
I really am. Yeah. To the demise of Cat, I'm sure. I was involved in a text between Junior and
cat. And Lord have mercy, it was ugly.
They came in on my phone too. I'm like, dang, guys.
It was ugly, man. Uh-huh. It was so disrespectful. Cat don't want to give LeBron no damn credit.
Because he's such a Kobe fan. He loves Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Kobe's a great player too, was. Yeah.
Yeah, he's supposed to be this great. He's playing in the league where they won't let him touch.
Kobe was one of the greatest.
Absolutely.
That's all Kat said.
What Junior?
Yeah, he's supposed to be great. He's playing at a time in the era of basketball where you can't touch him.
Yeah.
Said, making Kobe, all these layups.
Man, I mean, just hate.
Hey, man, Kobe played in this same era. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Kat is laughing so
Kobe
hard
Kobe just
right
retired
now.
Last year. Damn, they've been knowing each other 15 of them years.
Man.
Damn.
That was ugly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I am starting to work over the weekend, too, huh?
Now, hold up. Now, me and my boys from Cleveland, mm-hmm. we have labeled LeBron James
mm-hmm.
our Jordan.
Oh, okay. All right. I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've called LeBron James. Now, we Cleveland boys now, you understand. We have called him our Jordan. Mm-hmm. And if this boy continues, this is going to be tough, man. He's tough. It's going to be hard. You won't get six rings like the greatest Jordan did. Jordan revolutionized the game. But this boy LeBron, man. Good Lord have mercy.
They not talking about him leaving no more, though.
To end the game. What a play to end the game. Instead of taking the ball out at half court with 6 seconds left, they took it back. To 7 seconds. They took it the full length of the court so they couldn't do no trap and clear out. And he took it and just, that shot. He was so high up off the ground. Yeah. One hand off the glass.
it was nice. Pretty.
This is what I'd be saying.
Going
though.
To the left, back with the right on that glass. Good Lord. I just stood up and through playing golf. I just stood up and hollered, who is this in?
In front of everybody?
I was watching game by myself.
Okay. I was about to say, you know.
Talking to yourself.
You know. But what was Dwayne Casey them talking about in the huddle on the timeout? Don't let him get this ball.
But did you see they look when it went in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Toronto.
There's a lot of blinking.
Shut the whole bench down.
A lot of blinking.
Yeah, because they couldn't understand. They were blinking.
Toronto's through because DeRozan set out the entire fourth quarter. He didn't sound good after the game, didn't look good during the game. They are demoralized. It ends in Cleveland. Wow. Toronto will be swept.
Tonight, it ends in Cleveland tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's over. they ain't coming out the land, baby. We ain't going back the North. We ain't going back
the North. Game of Thrones.
The North.
Winter is
we
coming.
Are the coming. North.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this ain't Game of Thrones. This basketball.
King James,
you're
going to
be heading back north.
All right, so you guys ready for my kind of sports story?
Let's hear it.
You ready for this, Steve? All right. Did you guys see the retirement gift that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones gave Jason Witten? Cowboys superstar Jason Witten retired last Thursday at a televised news conference. Yeah. And Jerry Jones thanked Witten for his 15 years of service by giving him a football covered in real diamonds. Real diamonds, guys. It's totally blinged out. It is gorgeous.
I don't want that.
You got to see it. I would want
How
that.
How much is it worth?
Like $1 trillion,
well,
I'm
then,
sure.
Damn it, give me the tree. This damn football can't play with it.
It's pretty, though. It's reported that Witten already has a brand new job with ESPN. So there you go. Yeah. A blinged out football full of diamonds.
15 years for no blinged out football?
15 years for no damn football.
You can pawn it or whatever you want it to do. But it's just beautiful.
What you pay for it? Give
it's
me that.
Pretty. Well, hey. I like the story
because
it's
diamonds, or was it just studs?
I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah, it's diamonds, real diamonds. Guys.
Real diamonds.
Real diamonds. Real diamonds.
Unc, he rich, Unc. How much did that cost?
How much a diamond football cost?
Come on,
Unc. But no, doggone diamond. I know somebody that put zirconias, rhinestones on them. They're beautiful. You can get a helmet done at 22. I think it's 22,000 or 15,000. And
so
one
pretty.
Dude got the whole NFL collection on his wall. I know a rich dude. Got the whole NFL collection rhinestoned out on his wall.
Oh, really?
In his man cave. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's funky.
But diamonds, it's so pretty.
So when we
that's fly.
Mm-hmm.
When we finish here, you giving us blinged out microphones and stuff?
Send me a picture of them. Yeah.
Oh man, let me send you this.
Microphone. Send it to me. Yeah. But I tell you what you won't be getting. Them won't be diamonds.
Cubic zirconians.
They won't be diamonds.
Yeah, he's not gonna give us diamonds.
You know, I did my last stand up with a gold microphone.
Ah, yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. And some blinged out shoes.
Yeah.
Your shoes were really shiny and pretty.
Still got it in the case, that gold microphone I used my last stand up.
Aw. In Vegas.
Trophy room.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was good. Coming up at 20 after the hour, we'll have more on this discussion about tonight's game, right?
Okay.
It's going down. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tonight is the big game, game four. More sports talk.
Yeah, game four. Cleveland.
What?
I got Cleveland.
Cleveland, baby.
Yeah.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Going to be a sweep.
Mm-hmm. This is it. This is it for them.
I never thought Philly would be down 3-0 with Boston Celtics.
Hey, man, they thought Philly was going to come out the East, but Boston been wearing them out. Stephen A. Smith went on a rant talking about it's all the coach's fault, but I totally disagree with Stephen A. on that.
Why did he say it was the coach's fault?
I totally disagree. He says coach's fault because he had the one dude that was athletic enough to get away from the press of the Boston Celtics, Ben Simmons, was taking the ball out. Then Redick took the ball out. He's a shooting guard. They should have put that in a point guard's responsibility to make the pass.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if you're a pro, you should be able to pass the ball to one person. Anybody should be able to do that.
Yes.
So I disagree that it's the coach's fault. I think it's execution of the players. They get lax. They young. They just ain't executing at the end. You either want to win it or you don't.
Right.
Now. So I disagree with Stephen A. Smith.
Okay.
Put it on the players. Mm-hmm. The play was good. All they had to do was execute it.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
These are plays they worked on.
And what is this about Oscar De La Hoya starting his own MMA promotion business? He's gunning to sign Chuck Liddell as his first fighter. This is according to TMZ Sports. He says, it's no secret that I love MMA fighters. I love what they do. I want to get into the MMA business. I want to start Golden Boy MMA. No word on when he's looking to make this all go down. But what do you think about that, Steve, if Oscar De La Hoya gets into MMA?
Well, I mean, that's cool. He can go ahead and try it. But these boys, the UFC is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Bigger than boxing.
And Liddell don't fight with him no more because Liddell took a bunch of losses. You know, he's older now.
Right.
He can still fight, but he can't fight as good no more.
But De La Hoya still believes in him. He wants to sign him.
I mean, bad decision already. He's been making bad decisions, okay?
Yes.
He's going to sign Chuck Liddell. You remember, he was in the high heels in the pantyhose now.
Yeah.
We seen him.
Uh-huh.
That was a bad decision, too. So this is right up his alley.
You think he'll get in the cage and fight himself? He's past his prime, though, huh?
No.
Yeah. Not.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now, cage fighting ain't what you want to do.
You don't want to get. That's brawling.
That was a rumor about Mayweather going to cage fighting, too. It's just a rumor.
Really?
That's just a rumor,
man.
You can't
kind of
fight, cage.
Sir.
But I know, but what's the difference?
Yeah, they can
get
foot.
Kicked, elbowed. You can kick a
broke.
Dude in the stomach, the damn leg.
Yeah. Probably bit. Too.
And you can you can throw him on the ground and whoop his ass while he's down.
Yeah. It can turn to a street fight.
So
real
some
fast.
Of the boxing rules go out the window with cage fighting.
No, they don't exist.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you allow biting, I could win a couple.
You and Chuck Liddell?
Oh, yeah, because I've been in a couple of fights where I came out on top by biting.
Wow.
Biting and picking up something.
That's a lot.
Dog, I hit a dude with a stone. It wasn't even a rock. It was a stone.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have threw this up 30 yards. I had a stone. Hit him on top of his shoulder. His ass ran home crying.
That's all he needed, just a stone.
All right.
Hit him on his shoulder, swung for his head.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Steve's weekend. He played a little golf.
He was whooping me good.
Over the weekend, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Please share with us what happened on the golf course this weekend.
Well, it wasn't nothing funny. You know, it's just another trophy that I won. You know, you know, it's just another time that me and the fellas go out maybe three times a year, four if possible.
Yeah.
That's really all the golf I got in me. Mm-hmm. I can't really get out there regular because of my work schedule.
Yeah.
But we went out. We had the knick-knacks that I stole from Rodney Green and his crew. Rodney Green started a thing called a knick-knack tournament. Okay.
Go ahead.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, get a dog a bone.
Yeah, okay.
You know, mostly cues. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, we down there. And, we do a three-day tournament. We play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we total the scores. And whoever wins, the other three dudes have to go into the pro shop and buy him everything he wants. Pants, shoes, hats, jackets, club, whatever you want out the pro shop.
Clubs, too?
You get a brand new pair of clubs?
Yeah. I mean, nobody gets clubs, but, you know, you know, somebody might want to try a putter or something like that. Nobody going there and buy a set of clubs. But, you know, stuff like that. Shoes, socks, you know. So when we get there on Friday, we all kind of go in the pro shop and start laying stuff out, picking stuff. You know, anticipating the win.
Okay.
This is the third one in a row for me.
Oh, congratulations.
What you shot? In 3-4 days.
Well, I shot, the first day I shot an 87. The second day I shot an 84. And then yesterday I shot an 82.
Wow, you're doing quite well for someone who doesn't play as often.
I'm the greatest every now and then player ever lived. Now, we have rules now. I want you to understand we have rules.
Okay.
You know, we get a breakfast ball every morning. Breakfast ball means on the first tee, you know, if you hit a bad shot, you get to hit it again. It's called a breakfast ball. And then we play one mulligan on each side. Mulligan means one do-over shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your win.
And what knickknacks did you get?
Yeah, what'd you buy?
Oh, got some shirts and some hats. Went on and bought me some socks since they was free. You know, I got draw full of socks, but I got sock draw. You know, but I went on and pimped them. Because what I ain't going to do is let you off. So I got about five shirts, four hats.
Ooh, them shirts is nice, ain't they?
Shirt? I shop on the ass now. You ain't getting out of here like.
Ooh, them golf shirts got a sticker price on.
I don't give a damn for you if you do know I got money. And skip that.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm in there spoils.
Wow.
Yeah, Big Blue gives me a run for the money. Calhoun used to win it, but I started whooping on Calhoun.
And what'd you say? You said you have these special shoes that you loved, and Mr. Calhoun got some like yours? And what?
Well, Calhoun went and bought the shoe that I got, and that's why I had to whoop him yesterday, because he wore them. But I didn't have it on, though. Now, I'm not going to wear it this weekend, because I always take options. I have about six outfits for 3 days.
For golf.
You packed golf. All this stuff?
Well, it got in my bag. I can't tell you. I packed it.
All right, coming up, our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Last break of the day. Steve, your closing remarks for us.
Hey, let me give you this thought that'll help you out about other people's opinion. Don't let other people's opinion determine your direction. See, let me explain something to you. They don't know. They actually do not know what's best for you. Most people don't. Even people who are well-meaning, they just really don't know. The answer to your success lies really, I'm telling you, between you and the relationship you have with God. God is in the dream come true business. And whatever he puts in your imagination, that's what he had for you. We've covered this last week.
But if you're going to allow people's opinion, other people's opinion, to affect your direction, you are now being guided by some people other than you and God. What do they really know? Another thing about other people's opinion, you got to be careful of them, because sometimes you need to look very closely at the person that's providing the opinion. Look at them. Some of them really, really shouldn't be in the advisory capacity. They really shouldn't, man. It's some people passing out advice in your life that ain't took their own advice. It's some people giving you advice who need to be advised. It's some people giving you advice that don't listen to nothing nobody else got to say. And their life is just an example of it. They are walking results of their opinion of themselves and their ability to follow directions. So you got to be careful when you're taking directions from other people, because everybody don't mean well. They don't, even when they think they do. Man, how many times, man, in my life, man, have I let somebody give me an opinion about me, an opinion, which I should have never have listened to? You know, I say this all the time. I was watching Joel Osteen on TV, and he said, people's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours. It doesn't matter what their opinion of you is. It just doesn't matter, because God is in the come get you business. Let me tell you something, man. Wherever you are right now, I'm going to tell you a story I heard one time. It's like the Thomas and the boat story. This man named Thomas one day was out on a boat by himself. It was a beautiful day. He's out there sailing on a boat, and a storm came up out of nowhere, and it capsized the boat. And he was way out, and he was lost at sea. But he got lost, and he got washed up on a deserted island. And so he got up, he woke up, he was shook up pretty bad, and he found himself on this deserted island. He didn't know where his boat was or nothing. He was just sitting there, because the boat had capsized. And so he's sitting there, and so days went by. Days and days and days went by. He just out on this island, just trying to make it work. Running out of food. He can't get nobody's attention. He drawing notes in the sand and stuff. Help. Nothing. Planes going by. He waving. Don't nobody see him. He just on this island. So weeks had went by. So he got kind of crafty. So he decided one day to build himself some shelter. He took some bamboo and some banana leaves. And he built, you know, a little covering just for some shelter at night. And this is going along pretty good for a few days, but he's getting a little bit more and more depressed because nobody can find him. I mean, it ain't a boat going by or nothing. And he just started getting real down on himself because his predicament seemed so unbelievable. So he made a fire like he do usually at night, and a wind came up. And when the wind came up, a couple of the sparks hit the shelter, these dried banana leaves and bamboo, and caught it on fire. I mean, a horrible fire. It's just burning it down. It had been raining that night, man, and it started raining real bad. And he's trying to stay warm, and all of a sudden, sparks catch hold. And all of a sudden, his whole house, little hut, temporary shelter, is on fire. And he just threw now. And he's just going, God, where are you, man? What are you doing to me now? I've been out here weeks. I can't get off this island. You don't hear me. And now you done burned down my shelter. I mean, it's just a fire just burning. And he's standing there, man, just complaining and telling God how he done forsaked him and he done forgot he was out here in all this trouble. Been out here all these weeks. Lord, where are you now? And all of a sudden he saw some flashlights. And he saw some people running up on shore. And he couldn't believe it, but some people had found him. And he said, man, I've been out here for weeks. What did y'all do? How did y'all find me? They said, we saw your smoke signal that you sent up. We just responded to your smoke signal. He just dropped down and started crying. Because he thought God had forsaken him, burned up his hut. But see, that disastrous moment right there turned out to be just what he needed, that smoke signal. And they saw that. And what he thought was a disastrous fire, the one ship that was going by saw the flames and the smoke. Wow. And it rescued him. God is coming, man. Mm-hmm. No matter what anybody's opinion of you is, God is coming. No matter what they think, no matter how dark it seems for you, God is coming. He always is. Keep that in mind. Have a great weekend, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.